We've been studying a myriad of different topics, all on the theme of why we need to study the Bible. And one of the reasons that we need to study the Bible as Christians is to learn what we need to do as Christians. And one of those things that we find is that the Christians in the first century met together somewhat as we are today. Perhaps it was a little different than our assembly. Certainly they didn't have a building with pews and things like that. But they were together. They'd sing, pray, study God's Word together just as we are this morning, partake of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. And we know that they gathered together time and again throughout the week, through all the different places where the church was, to gather together and to study and to learn and to grow in their Christian lives. And as we look at that, we have to ask ourselves whether we're doing those things, whether we're growing, whether we're spending time with the saints as we should. We want to ask the question for those who have a habit, as the Hebrew writer says, of neglecting the assembling together. What are you missing? Are you missing anything? Are you just lucking out by not having to sit through another boring sermon or a boring lesson? Or are you really missing out on something important? I saw a cartoon years ago, line of people lined up at the pearly gates, ready to go into heaven, and word is passed along down the line as they're waiting there, Wednesday nights aren't going to count against us. If we didn't go to church on Wednesday night, it's okay. He's not counting Wednesday nights. And it was an interesting cartoon, comic, but it portrayed the attitude that many times we have as Christians, and that is the idea of what is the least that I can do and still get by? How little can I do for God? How much can I do for myself and still make it over the line? How close to that line can I get without crossing it? Instead of the attitude of, since God loved me so much that He sent His Son for me, how much can I do for Him? What's the most I can do for Him? But instead we often have the what's the least I can do attitude. But I want us to notice five things this morning from Scriptures that we may be missing when we don't assemble together with the saints. When Christians are not gathered with the saints, they risk missing being with Jesus. Where do you suppose Jesus is on a Sunday morning when the saints are worshiping, on a Sunday night when they're worshiping, when they gather together on a Wednesday night to have Bible study? Where do you suppose Jesus is? Well, He's right there in the midst of them. And when we're not there with the saints and with Jesus, then we're somewhere else. Now, I know that God is omnipresent, as we say. He's everywhere in that sense. But where is His focus? What is He most interested in? He's most interested in where His people are gathered together. In John chapter 20, we have a beautiful example of this situation occurring. In verse number 19, it was the evening of the first day of the week, and the disciples were assembled together, and they had the doors shut and locked because they were afraid of the Jews. This is just after Jesus had been crucified a few days earlier. And so here they are, they're gathered together, and Jesus came and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be unto you," at the end of verse 19. And when He said so, He showed them His hands and His side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And then He did a little bit of teaching for them there. But verse number 24 tells us the sadness of this occasion. A joyous occasion. The Lord has risen from the dead and He's come to meet His disciples after His resurrection. Verse 24 says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. How sad for Thomas. Jesus' first appearance to the saints after His resurrection, and Thomas missed it. He missed it because he wasn't gathered together with the saints. Now, I don't know why he wasn't there. He may have had a very legitimate reason for not being with them. He may have been sick. He may have had to work that night. Maybe he was traveling somewhere. Maybe he had some sick family member that he was caring for. I don't know why he wasn't there, but he wasn't there. Maybe he wasn't there because he had given up hope. And he hadn't seen Jesus, and Jesus was crucified, and he thought, well, that's the end of it, and I'll go back to my other life. I don't know. But whatever the reason, he missed this opportunity to get to see Jesus because he wasn't there Sunday night for church. Now, I know the church wasn't established yet, but here were the disciples, Jesus' followers, gathered together, and he wasn't there. And because he wasn't there, he missed getting to see Jesus. Now, I know that we can't expect Jesus to appear in the midst of the room with us today like He did then. I realize that. But He's here. Every time we come together to worship and to sing praises to God and to sing praise to Jesus and to pray and to remember Jesus' death with the Lord's Supper and to study His Word, and I know He's here with us as we do those things. And when we miss it, we miss that opportunity to be with Jesus. Fortunately for Thomas, this wasn't the only occasion. The next week, they were again shut behind some closed doors, and Jesus came again, and this time Thomas was with them. Thomas learned his lesson. He decided, I'm not going to miss again, because when I miss something good. And so Thomas was able to touch Jesus' hand with his finger and put his hand in the side and see and know that Jesus had risen from the dead. But we miss out on those things sometimes. That kind of experience of being with Jesus in spirit with Him on the Lord's Day and any other time that saints are gathered together to meet. But secondly, when Christians are not gathered with the saints, they risk missing receiving spiritual blessings and gifts. Anytime the church is gathered together, there should be some benefits of that. I know we don't and shouldn't come together and come to the assembling of the saints to get something out of it. That's not why we come. We come to worship God. But in the process of worshiping God, we're going to get something. We're going to benefit from that every time if we come with the right attitude and the right spirit. But when we miss, then we miss out on an opportunity to receive some spiritual blessings and some spiritual gifts that we could have gotten. In Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse number 1, we find the apostles gathered together again. At this point, there are now 12 again because Matthias has been added to their number back in chapter 1, at the end of that chapter. Matthias was numbered with the 11 apostles. In chapter 2 and verse 1, then it says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. So here they're gathered together again. And notice this time it says, they were all there. Nobody's missing. But what if someone had been missing on this occasion? What if Thomas decided he was going to go do something else this day? What if Peter decided he was going to go back fishing on this day? What would he have missed? Notice what happens. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, wouldn't it have been sad to have been one of the apostles that struggled with Jesus all through His ministry and then struggled with His death and resurrection, and then to miss that? Wouldn't that have been something to miss? Well, they didn't miss it. And I certainly am not suggesting that if we're coming together that we're going to have the Holy Spirit fall on us as it did in the first century on those apostles. But we're going to have some blessings. We're going to have some benefits that we'll receive from being together that we may miss out on if we're not here. And the thing about it is, we don't always know when or what benefit and what blessing we might miss out on. We don't know what's going to happen. There are some that aren't here this morning for various reasons. Some because of illness, some traveling out of town, some sick. So we have some visiting here that aren't normally here, and they are here, and we're going to get some benefit. We got one blessing already. We found out this morning that we have a new brother in Christ. Well, that's a blessing. That's a wonderful spiritual gift that we received, an encouragement to us this morning. And those that aren't here didn't get that. Oh, they'll hear about it. They'll find out about it at some point. But what a blessing they missed out on because they weren't able to be here this morning. And we miss out on some of those things any time that we miss. The third thing we want to notice is that when Christians are not gathered with the saints, they risk missing enjoying fellowship and special opportunities. Again, today we have a fellowship meal. Well, those who aren't here today are going to miss out on some good food and some good company and some good fellowship. But there are some special opportunities that people miss out on sometimes because they miss when the saints are assembled together. Let's look at Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20, you have a situation where Paul has come to town. You know, Paul was pretty well known. He'd been quite a preacher. He started a lot of congregations in a lot of towns. And now he's come to Troas. In verse 6, it says, "When we sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, and we abode there 7 days, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." Ooh, wouldn't you like to hear Paul preach? Well, maybe not till midnight. But what an opportunity to hear Paul preach, or maybe Peter. I think about those special occasions, those special opportunities. Do you remember when Peter was in prison and the saints were gathered at John Mark's mother's house, and they were praying for him? They were praying for his release, and then they were surprised when he actually was released. But he came to the house. Well, those that weren't there praying for him missed out on getting to hear his story about how the angel came and let him free from that prison. That was a special opportunity. That's not the kind of story that you get to hear told firsthand from somebody very often. And yet they had that opportunity, but there were probably some who weren't there. And they had to hear it days later, second or third hand. That's not quite the same, is it, as hearing about it from the person it happened to. But here's Paul, and he's in town, and he's preaching a special meeting that night. There till midnight. And oh, the fellowship and the special opportunity. Notice verse 11 as well. It says, "When they would come up again and had broken bread and eaten, they talked a long while, even till break of day." Y'all thought it ended at midnight. It didn't end at midnight. The preaching ended at midnight. And then they had fellowship. They didn't have a fellowship meal for 30 minutes or an hour like we do. They fellowshiped till the sun came up the next morning. Because Paul was... This was a special occasion. They were never going to get to see Paul again on this side of heaven. But they took advantage of every minute they could get with him all the way up till it was time for him to go. Because he was leaving that next morning. And so they stayed up all night. Do you think some of them were tired the next day at work? I bet they were. Do you think they complained about it? Oh, I wish I'd have slept last night instead of going to the church meeting. No! They were glad that they had the opportunity to be there, to have fellowship with one another, to have fellowship with Paul, and get to meet him and see him. Some of them perhaps meeting him for the first time. That was a special opportunity. Special opportunity for some fellowship, and to hear Paul preach, and to get to spend time with that great servant of God. We have those opportunities occasionally. Sometimes we may have a special guest speaker come through town. Sometimes there may be a gospel meeting and we have an opportunity to go and hear someone preach that we wouldn't have the opportunity to get to meet other Christians. I'm so glad that our brother and sister from Texas are here. But they didn't have to come here this morning. They could have said, "Well, we're away from home. We're a long ways up. We just stay. We won't go to church anywhere." But they found the church, and they're here. And it's such a great opportunity to meet somebody, and to be encouraged by them, and to encourage them. And we have those opportunities if we'll take them. But sometimes we miss those opportunities, and we miss getting to enjoy some of the fellowship and some special opportunities that we may have. Well, then the fourth thing we want to notice is that when Christians are not gathered with the saints, they risk missing seeing someone raised from the dead. Oh no. We're not going to have any raisings today where we're going to go to the cemetery and get anybody up from the grave, I know. But that did happen here in Acts 20. Paul preached till midnight, and I don't know about you, but I can get kind of tired by midnight, and this young man named Eutychus, who was asleep in the window, if you're prone to falling asleep, a good idea to sit on the floor, not in the windowsill. So just for future reference, but this young man was sitting in the window, and they were up on the second story. They were on the second floor, and he was sitting in that window, and they didn't have glass windows like we've got. It was an open window, and he fell asleep during Paul's long sermon. I thought I preached long. I hadn't preached till midnight yet. I've tried, but nobody will let me. But Paul preached along, the fellow fell asleep, and he fell out of the window, and poor Eutychus hit the ground. And they went down, and he was dead. Well, Paul came down, and verses 8 and 9 and 10 of that chapter, we see that Paul raised him from the dead. Performed that miracle right there on the spot. Now, you say, wait a minute, preacher, you're not saying that if somebody dies in church that they're going to get raised from the dead. No. But you know, we had one raised from the dead yesterday. We had one raised from the dead last month. Not the physical death, but spiritual death. When we're living in sin and we're lost and in the world, we are dead to Christ. We're spiritually dead. And yet, we have the opportunity, if we gather with the saints, that perhaps that's the day that one comes to Christ and rises from that death, rises from that spiritual sin, sick, sin, dead condition, and comes back to life. The Bible talks about that all the time. When we went to our camp that we went to a month or so back, we were at church in Montgomery, Alabama. And at the end of the service, as the invitation was offered, a young man came forward. And he was baptized that day. Well, I'd never met the young man before. May never meet him again. But got to witness his birth into Christ. Got to witness him rising from the death of the sin that was in his life and putting Christ on in baptism. And what an opportunity that is. Oh, I'm not suggesting that we'll see someone physically raised from the dead, but spiritually, it happens quite often. And we have to be there, or we may miss it. We never know when that's going to happen. Of course, the last two that we've had here didn't happen at the time when we were meeting together. So we just had to hear about it at that assembly. But even hearing about it at that assembly, what a wonderful opportunity that is to welcome a new babe into the family for the first time. And then the final thing that we want to notice this morning. And this certainly is not all of the things that someone misses out on. We may come back another time and have some other things that we consider on this topic at another opportunity. But one of the other things that people miss out on when they're not gathered with the saints is they miss a chance to learn and to have questions answered, to ask questions, to gain new insight, to be taught God's Word. We've talked about it before, or perhaps I've mentioned it, that if we consider the time that we spend together in Bible class and in studying God's Word through the sermons and the class lessons, and if we consider that like we consider school, and you know, a child goes to kindergarten and they go all the way up through 12th grade, and it takes them 13 years to accomplish that. They have some time off in the summer and a few breaks around Christmas and New Year's and things, but 13 years, they get a 12th grade education if they stick with it. Do you realize that if you come to every service, Bible class, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night Bible class, and you never missed one, it would take you over 90 years to get the equivalent of a high school education? 90 years. Most of us don't have that long. So we better not miss any that we can avoid missing. Get as much as we can. And of course, then we need to study outside of those times as well to continue our education. We need to have some homework as well as our classwork. And we need to be studying and learning all the time. But sometimes when we miss a service of the saints, we miss the chance to learn something. Maybe the time we missed was the very time that the lesson was taught that we'd been wondering about, and we missed it. Maybe that was the topic that we'd been wondering about and wanting to know about, and that was the day we were gone. We don't know what we might miss. Someone may have made a comment in class. You know, you can't schedule those comments in class. Someone may have asked a question in class that was the very question that we'd been wondering about, and that question was answered, and we missed it because we weren't there. Now, I know, and we all know, that there are always things that are going to happen in our lives. We're going to have illness. We're going to be away and traveling away from home at times and can't be with our home congregation. We're going to have things that keep us away. I know some, we had car troubles, and we may have work that we can't avoid. We're away at our jobs at different times. And I know that there are things that come up that we can't avoid. But whenever there's an opportunity and we can be there, why would we choose to be anywhere else? Why would we make some other choice? Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 16. I want us to notice this letter that was written to the church in Colossae, and it mentions a letter that we don't have. But this letter in Colossians 4:16, one of the things that's written there, Paul says to the church there in Colossae that after they've received this letter, he says, "And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea." So apparently, there was a letter sent to Colossae, and there was a letter sent to Laodicea, and he said, okay, those of you in Colossae, y'all read that letter. When you come, get together, and when it's read among you. Well, can you imagine? What if this morning we had received in the mail yesterday a letter penned by the apostles? One of the apostles had written a letter, and we got it, and today we're going to read this inspired epistle from one of the apostles to the congregation. And you weren't here. And you missed it. Well, and then we sent that letter to the church in the next town. They sent their letter to the church in Laodicea. Huh. Wow. Well, you missed it. You missed that opportunity to learn. There's some good things in this letter to the Colossians. I wonder what was in the letter to the Laodiceans. I wonder if it got lost. I wonder if it's in our Bibles under a different name, perhaps. Maybe the letter that maybe it was a letter to the Galatians and it got passed through Laodicea before it came to Colossae. I don't know. But it could be that some people in Colossae didn't hear this letter read because they weren't assembled with the saints. Same thing is said to the church in Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 27, 1 Thessalonians 5:27. The church in Thessalonica was told the same thing. They're told that they're supposed to take the letter that Paul has written here, and they're supposed to read this letter. And they're supposed to see to it. He says, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Want all the brethren to hear it. Well, if somebody's laying out, staying away from church, it's going to be hard to get it read to them. And there's some good things in 1 Thessalonians. Some good things. It would have been good to hear, good to know. But they might have missed those things if they weren't assembling with the saints when the time came. Now, I don't know what may keep you from being here at certain times. I know all of us are gone some of the time for one reason or another. Happens to everyone. But we need to examine ourselves and ask ourselves the question, is whatever I'm doing worth what I may be missing? And I know sometimes we don't have a choice. Sometimes, like when folks are sick, we don't want to be unkind to them, but we just, you know, we don't want them to come make us sick. Maybe we're a little selfish like that, but if somebody's contagious, we say, well, you know, stay home. Don't bring that. There are some things we want to share as Christians, but that's not one of them. And so we understand that. But we ask ourselves, am I missing something? Is there something that I could be getting and would be enjoying and would be benefiting from and a blessing that I could receive that I'm not receiving because I'm not with the saints when they gather together? This morning, if you're not a Christian, even if you are with the saints, if you're not a Christian, you're still not getting some of the things you could be getting. You're missing out on so much because the Bible tells us that all spiritual blessings are in Christ. And you're missing out on those spiritual blessings as long as you remain outside Christ. You can become a Christian today if you have not, by believing in Jesus as the Son of God, by repenting of your sins and confessing Him as the Christ and being buried with Him in baptism to wash those sins away. Perhaps, though, you're here this morning as a Christian, but you haven't been living up to the things that you know you should be doing. Or perhaps this lesson this morning has helped you to realize that you've been missing some times that you could have, should have, and would like to start being with the saints. Maybe you want to renew your efforts. Maybe you want to renew your dedication to the Lord. If you have a need to respond this morning for any reason, please do so as we stand and sing.